Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, sitting in for Andrew McKay. This is the Pensacola Morning News, 92.3, 1620 a.m. We're glad you joined us today. It's 5 days before Christmas, 11 days till the end of the year. So we hope you're ready for all those things coming up. We were talking about trust in government. I think the burning question today about trust in government is, did Donald Trump change his hairstyle? It looks different, but you can't even trust that anymore. But anyhow, we've got a couple of texts in here from readers about that subject. Listeners, not readers. The first one says, this administration's motto is move along. There's nothing to see here. We've certainly seen that. Then another text says, they say during shutdowns that only essential employees will be kept on the job. If the laid off ones aren't essential, why keep them? That's a good question.
Oh, wow. Yeah, true. Yeah.
And I think the Department of Government Efficiency that Donald Trump is putting in is going to address that very question about the large number of government employees who actually work at home. So, okay, it is the winter solstice. Today is the shortest day of the year. 10 hours and 10 minutes of sunshine today. Tomorrow, 10 hours and 11 minutes of sunshine.
Well, the good news is we're going to increase the sun more and more.
Yeah, exactly. So, summer's on the way. Get out your sunscreen. We get one more minute tomorrow.
Get ready.
And then that multiplies until we get to June 21st, which is the summer solstice, when we see 13 hours and 57 minutes of sunshine. So 3 hours and 45 minutes more sunshine in the summer than we have in the winter. So and that raises an issue. The government, the bill has passed the U.S. Senate to approve permanent daylight savings time, which I'm in favor of, and which we support in Florida. We've actually passed a bill in the legislature saying we would like to go on permanent daylight savings time. And that, of course, means we get an extra hour of sunshine in the evenings. So we would not turn our clocks back in November. Right now, there's about 20 states that have approved staying on daylight savings time. But there has to be a federal law allowing states to do that. But Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana, Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, all of Florida's surrounding states have approved this. So we're just waiting on the U.S. House to give states permission to, as they say, lock the clock.
So does that mean we're on Eastern time? If it happens, we'd be on Eastern time?
No, we would still be on Central time. We would still be an hour difference from the East Coast.
Right.
We just wouldn't fall back in November. So they would still be an hour ahead of us.
Gotcha.
If all the states around us are going to do it, that makes it easier. Because if you combine being a two time zone state like we are with only us not getting on daylight savings time, then who knows what time it is.
Right. That's what I was worried about.
But as long as most of the other states around us are, and particularly Tallahassee being in the Eastern time zone, they would still be the same 1 hour difference. So it would not be a big issue there. But when we come back, we're going to do a quiz on short day, which is shorter. But now let's go to John with traffic on the fives.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like you're seeing a minor slowdown if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. So expect some delays through that construction zone. Also, the Garcon Point Bridge is they're doing construction, so they're going to close it down to one lane. Then the other lane will open and vice versa. So just be aware of that. Pack another extra 15 minutes on that for your commute. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait.
Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You know, if you need anything related to electrical, heating, air conditioning, or plumbing, you need to call Peden. They can take care of you. And Peden is one of those, like, it kind of makes sense that they would do all of these different things because they're all sort of similar, semi-complicated things that go on inside your house. And, you know, if you're going to service the AC, you might as well serve the plumbing and electrical. Like, all of that stuff kind of hangs together. And that's why they do all of that for 55 years, serving everybody along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Panama City to Pensacola, to Tallahassee, all the way to the east. On the west side, they expanded last year to Baldwin County. This year, they actually expanded all the way to Mobile County. So really, anywhere along the Gulf Coast, they can take care of you. Professional service, quality installation, the correct products done right the first time, and they stand by it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, if you buy any in-stock air conditioning system or a generator, they'll knock $2,024 off of it. That's right. It was $1,000 back in August. So give it a couple months, wait and roll the dice and see. But if they've got an in-stock AC or generator that you need to buy, they'll knock $2,024 off of it until the end of the year. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Winter is upon us. Growing up in Minnesota, I have mostly fond memories of winter. The winter brought with it opportunities to build snowmen and to make snow angels and plenty of opportunities to shovel snow. But now, living in Pensacola, Florida, I often tell people that I have snow shoveling skills that are going to waste down here, but I'm fine with that. Winter brings with it many benefits. Did you know that the cooler temperatures boost our brain power? Also, most people sleep better during the winter months. And winter reduces allergy symptoms and it reduces inflammation in our bodies. So be sure to take time to thank God for the many benefits of winter. And beware of taking for granted the uniqueness of winter. As you feel winter's effects, marvel at God's creative handiwork and pause regularly to give Him glory.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a happy New Year.
Going downtown and spreading good cheer, handing gloves out when we volunteer for the children, grinning from ear to ear, singing Christmas time.
Good morning, good people. I'm John Hutchison, filling in for Andrew McKay. We're glad to have you with us this morning on Pensacola News Radio 92.3, 1620. John Pickens and I are in here holding it down 5 days before Christmas, trying to keep our Christmas cheer in check as much as we can. But we're glad you've joined us this morning. We're going to go out to the beach. I know you may say it's too cold to go out to the beach, but we're going to go out to the beach and we're going to talk to Dave Greenwood. Dave is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief. And he's going to tell us what's going on, because there is a lot going on this time of year, even though the beaches aren't full of sunbathers. So, Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. Pleasant Friday to you.
Yeah, same to you. Hey, I got two things I want to talk to you about mainly, but then I want to know what you want to talk about. But I know I heard of something called the Flag Texting Program.
Yeah, that's correct.
What is that about?
This is where we push the flag out, the message out to the people who subscribe to the text service. It's very easy to get to, and when the lifeguards come in the morning, they update it from approximately 9:30 to 10 o'clock. Some of their duties are to send this message out on what the current flag is for the day, and it's very easy to get to. You text PB Flags 888-777.
There you go.
And you will get the daily message.
That's excellent. Use the technology. You know, I know people who say, what flag is that? Can you see the pier? When I'm on the beach sometimes, can you see the end of the pier and what color the flag is? Because, you know, people aren't smart enough to look at the water until it's not safe to go in or not. So they really do depend on you guys. And texting is a great way to do that so that you get the word out on what the conditions are and can you go in and can you not go in. So that's wonderful. I look forward to seeing that in action this year. Lifeguard training, I think, is going on right now, right?
Oh, exactly. Some people are getting ready for Christmas, and we're getting ready for spring break. We've got 17 lifeguards. A lot of them go to school out of town, Florida State, Mississippi State, Auburn, some up to school in Tennessee. And anyway, they're on their Christmas break, and they're doing their recurrent lifeguard training today, and they did it yesterday, and they'll do it today, and they'll be in the water today. So we'll be getting ready for the, so that when they finish, or if they come back on spring break, they can work during their spring break.
Well, Dave, recruiting lifeguards, I know, I mean, when I was in college, all you had to do is show me a picture of Pensacola Beach and say, would you like to work here every day? I know it's much more than that, because these lifeguards go through a lot of training. Physically, they've got to be able to do the job. Mentally, they got to be able to do the job. So how do you recruit lifeguards?
Well, the best thing is we've got a very strong organizational culture here, and that generates word of mouth. To, you know, people who are interested in it. And it's just, you're right. It is a very physically demanding and mentally demanding, stressful job at times. And, I mean, it's, it can weigh heavily on somebody. And for somebody who's young, who's never experienced some of the things that they could be presented with out here, it is a very maturing experience. And they grow a lot as a person working out here for a few years.
Yeah, I think they deserve a lot of respect. It's more than just the people there to tell you to get out of the water because you're a knucklehead. These young people save lives, and these young people keep people from dying. And they deserve a lot of respect for that, because you're right, it is physically demanding to do that. And when they go into action, they mean business. And so I have a lot of respect for them and really appreciate them being out there for the good work that they do.
They train constantly. They train constantly while they're working. They train. They're running. They're swimming, and they're in the water, in and out of the water, quite a bit, because that's the most demanding part of the job, is physically being able to do it.
Yeah,
is to actually go out there, because we don't rely on equipment or any machines to get the person that's in trouble out of the water. It relies on stamina and strength of the individual going in to effect the rescue.
Exactly. We do have spring break coming up. We also have polar bear plunges coming up different places. Is that a concern?
No. Well, when they do it on Pensacola Beach, they do it in the intercoastal in the Sound.
That's right.
behind one of the restaurants out there. So,
yeah.
So that's fairly moderate concern there. Not, you know, as long as it looks like the weather is going to be cooperative, so it won't be extremely cold or anything like that. And the weather right now, the sun's out right now, and it'll start warming up everything, and it'll be a nice, it was like a spring-like day a few days ago. Tuesday was spring-like out here. So
excellent.
So we get those really good days, and we get days like this in March, and it will be packed out here.
Yeah.
That's what we're preparing for.
Yep. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief, thank you for joining us, and thank you for the great work that you and the lifeguards do out of Pensacola Beach, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Let's go to John with traffic on the fives.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about, but we're starting to see some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Also, the Garson Point Bridge seems to be a trouble area, too, as we're seeing traffic starting to back up due to the construction that's happening on the Garcon Point Bridge. 98's looking good. Highway 90's even looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. I'm glad everything's looking good. Be safe out there. It is Christmas. You don't want to get into a wreck right before Christmas. That wouldn't be good at all. Not at all. We got some text messages that I'll read. One says, more red light cameras to reduce injuries. Good grief. Let's all just wrap ourselves in bubble wrap. Okay.
Okay.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, I don't know. I appreciate the red light cameras. I have had some near misses, and I've seen some really, really bad wrecks where people have run red lights. So I think it's a good thing. It helps us be safer. But, yeah, okay, I understand your sentiment, too. And this next texter says, I will never remember that text a flag number. Okay. Well, maybe we get it back on the air again. He says, how about text a shark? Okay, well, maybe that'll work. But anyhow, the great work they do at the beach. We appreciate Dave Greenwood and his folks and what they're doing out there. Hey, I've got a short quiz. Okay. Uh-oh. It's the shortest day of the year. And so we're going to do a real quiz real quick, see how smart you are, see how much you know about short things. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Which is shorter, a Major League Baseball game, televised game, or an NFL televised game? Which is shorter?
The NFL.
Nope, it's the baseball game. You know, they've shortened baseball games with pitch
clock.
Oh,
that's true. I completely forgot about that.
Baseball games down to 2 hours and 40 minutes. Football games, 3 hours and 12 minutes. Okay, all right. Who is shorter, Tom Cruise or Woody Harrelson?
Tom.
Tom is, yeah. He's 5'7".
I played basketball once with Woody, so I know his height. Yeah,
he's 5'10". Tom's a short guy. All right, which is shorter, a mile or a kilometer?
Which is shorter? Shoot, a mile.
No.
You're one for two, John. I can't remember if one for three. It was the other way around or that way. It's early in the morning.
Too early for a test. What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
the mile is a kilometer, 62% of a mile. So a mile is 1.6 kilometers. So there you go. Which is shorter, the Washington Monument or the Statue of Liberty?
Shorter, the Washington Monument.
The Statue of Liberty.
Really?
It's 305 feet. The Washington Monument is 554 feet. Okay, so that's shorter. This is an easy one. Which is shorter, a kangaroo or an ostrich?
A kangaroo?
A kangaroo is shorter. Yeah.
The
kangaroo is 6'7". This is the giant ones. Ostrich, African ostrich is 9 feet tall. So you don't want to mess with them either.
No,
so,
you don't. Right,
this is the last one. This is just fun. It's fun on the shortest day of the year. And it's Friday. Let's have fun. Who is shorter, LeBron James or Barron Trump?
Who's shorter, Barron is? No?
It's kind of a trick question.
Oh, well, that's not fair. Are they the same height?
They're the same height. They're both 6'9". You know, Barron Trump, we saw him on TV. And then
it was,
you know,
like his head was just sticking above everybody else's. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, dude.
He was a little boy one day, and 6 months later, he's 6'9".
Yes.
But he's just as tall as LeBron James. So there you go. That's your short quiz on the shortest day of the year. And we appreciate you joining us for that. Okay. We are going to news break here in 30 seconds. So we're going to talk when we get back with Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber. We've also got some economic development news coming up from Florida West. We got Martha Saunders, the president of UWF, coming up. So, David, let's go to the newsroom.
Yes, absolutely. Well, coming up here in the news, we've got some information on the disturbing search history of a Marine that's accused of murdering a local woman after meeting her at a hotel. Also, we'll have some more information on those red light cameras. Everybody's so anxious to see activated here on the 1st. Also, national news today, House Speaker Mike Johnson says a vote to avoid a government shutdown is expected to happen sometime this morning. Of course, this after dozens of Republicans joined Democrats last night in voting down a government funding bill. All that and more after Fox News, News Radio 92.3.
I'm CJ Papa, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We're expecting votes this morning, so you'll stay tuned. We got a plan.
Top House Republican trying to convince Republicans this morning to vote yes to a temporary fix in the spending plan.
So some members don't know what they're walking into, but others have told me that they have heard there's going to be a 10 a.m. vote today, and it's going to be on a temporary fix. It sounds like a clean CR. Don't really know exactly how long yet, but it might actually get us through into the new year.
Fox's Aisha Hazmi inside the Capitol. Government shutdown on the table for midnight if no plan is agreed to. Your morning routine could be derailed if you're going to Starbucks. Union members will walk out of stores in L.A., Chicago, and Seattle at some point this morning. President Biden rolls out another $4.2 billion in student loan forgiveness, this time for 55,000 public service workers. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 40 degrees. It is clear skies, a beautiful morning, but a little bit chilly in Pensacola. Well, we are just a couple weeks away now from red light cameras being activated at five problematic intersections in Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves recently said those cameras would start issuing warning tickets January 1st. Police say they're hoping it'll reduce crashes and officers can focus on other problems.
Well, we'll be able to concentrate on other locations. The intersections where these red light cameras are going in are intersections that are very difficult, if not impossible, for a single officer to enforce. We've got to keep man hours, the amount of man hours that we spend in perspective, and we just don't have the manpower to have multiple officers at these major intersections. So it's going to be a big help.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood there. Until February 1st, those cameras will only issue warning tickets. After that, the civil fine is $158. If that doesn't get paid, though, officers will issue a criminal citation, and the fine would go up. Well, it looks like Santa Rosa County might be eyeing their own OLF project. The News Journal reporting that County Economic Development Director Shannon Ogletree is looking into some options now for a land swap with the Navy to obtain Santa Rosa Navy outlying field, turn that into a new industrial park. The land does sit along State Road 87. It's near I-10. The county's received funding to put together a master plan for trade options with the Navy from the Defense Reinvestment Grant Program. The property's 700 acres doesn't see a whole lot of use by the Navy. The county owns the 100 acres next door to it as well. Spokesperson for NAS Whiting Field says officials are working with Santa Rosa County on the trade. Ogletree says they want to work out a land swap similar to the one Escambia County was able to work out for OLF 8, but they're hoping to move faster and beat Escambia County to the punch on economic development. Santa Rosa County says they'd use the entire property for job creation and economic development and would not include any residential property. A man wanted out of Arkansas was arrested with a stolen vehicle on Mobile Highway yesterday. Escambia County deputies say they took Travis Nortier into custody, the Mayfair Hotel. The sheriff's office said his vehicle was tracked to that motel where Nortier refused to come out of his room. Deputies forced entry and detained him. Nortier had multiple warrants out of Arkansas, including kidnapping, aggravated battery, terroristic threatening, and theft of a vehicle. He's in the Escambia County Jail where he's pending extradition on those charges. And the Marine accused of murdering a local escort allegedly made some disturbing Google searches prior to meeting up with her.
We found out that prior to his meeting, he had Googled things like what does a body look like, a dead body look like after 2 days, how many prostitute murders go unsolved, does someone scream if they're being strangled.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, he tells Channel 3 that the woman, 26-year-old Tashay Bennett, had been reported missing earlier this week by family members who were suspicious because her phone was powered off with life still in the battery. Investigators say the motel room showed some signs something was wrong as well. The door was open, bedding was missing, and Bennett's body was then found in Mobile on Wednesday. 20-year-old Marine Willie Ellington has been arrested. He remains in jail in Opelika, Alabama, pending extradition back here to Escambia County. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about right now. I'm seeing I-10, I-110 flow very smoothly. It's just seeing some minor delays on the Garcon Point Bridge, both northbound and southbound. Due to that construction. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Plenty of sun.
sunshine today with temperatures on the cooler side, 64 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 30s. For Saturday, sunny skies, high near 54. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 37. Keeping the sunshine around for Sunday with a high near 55 and a low near 38. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. A little bit brisk out there. We've got clear skies. It is a beautiful morning, but right now seeing a temperature of only 43 degrees here in Pensacola. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors are now preparing for the release of the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. Analysts polled by Dow Jones expect the index to rise 0.2% on the month and show an annual reading of 2.5%. Data drops in 10 minutes. Government funding runs out at 12:01 a.m. tonight if no agreement is made in the government. And if it does shut down, a variety of services and payments will be affected. Roughly 875,000 civilian federal workers will be furloughed, while another 1.4 million essential employees, which include law enforcement and air traffic control, will continue working, most of them without pay. A shutdown could also cause delays at airports. Micron shares plummeted 16%, its worst day since March of 2020, after the chipmaker issued disappointing second quarter guidance in its earnings report. The stock fell to $87.09 at the close, which is about 45% down from its all-time high in June. Futures are sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share. For details.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us, a gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas from all of us here at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Good morning, Pensacola. I love Christmas music, and we wish you tidings of comfort and joy this Christmas season. I'm John Hutchinson, here sitting in for Andrew McKay. I'm here with John Pickens, Pensacola Morning News. We've got a guest on the phone, Todd Thompson, who is president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Todd's got a number of things going on at the Chamber. They always have things going on at the Chamber. But I want him to talk about a couple of things in particular. There's something new, relatively new. It's called the Business Alliance. And it's headed up by, I believe, David Baer from the Lewis Baer Company. It's got over 50 businesses involved in it. And it's a group of businesses that have come together to support economic development efforts. I believe that's the purpose. So, Todd, tell us a little bit about the Business Alliance.
Yeah, thank you for that question, because this is something new that was born out of conversations, and you and I talked about this sort of thing a number of years ago, having a group that can come together, a group of business leaders, and really anyone in the business community that wants to be a part of it, come together and, as a business community, discuss what's happening with economic development and projects in our two county region. So this is for Santa Rosa and Escambia counties. Come together, talk about what's happening, talk about the key economic issues, and advocate for things that need to be done in our community, so we can grow our economy, bring in more jobs, continue to see the fantastic growth that we're having in Northwest Florida.
Yeah, and every
and
major
organization.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. No, I was going to say, any business that's a member of a chamber in Escambia or Santa Rosa County can join the Business Alliance. And, we meet quarterly and looking for more folks to join us.
Excellent. Tell us about the Total Resources campaign you've got going on.
Yeah, so this is something we're wrapping up, but this is our annual sponsorship campaign, where we sell the sponsorships for all of our events. So whether it's the golf tournament, or it's PACE Awards, or annual meeting, or our Good Morning Pensacola monthly breakfast, this is your opportunity to go ahead and secure your sponsorship for 2025. And if, instead of us chasing sponsors all next year, we can just say, hey, these are the things that your business wants to sponsor. You just write us one check, and we don't bother you anymore. So it makes it easy for us to plan and to budget for next year. And it gives you, as a business, the opportunity to look through our menu of what's available, pick what you want, write that one check, and then we're done. And then we just get to enjoy those events and get the maximum benefit out of those. So if you want more information, you can contact us at the Chamber, or you can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com, to find out more.
Thanks, Todd. And last, let's talk about the PACE Awards. I know those are coming up. How can I nominate John Pickens for a PACE Award?
Well, you have to wait till next year. We are actually, we're almost through that process. Nominations, we're back in November, and we've had all the applications come in. So we have our committee who is doing final deliberations, and we should be contacting folks here fairly soon with who's won. But it's going to be a great event. It's April 1st. It's not going to be a joke. That was the only night we could make it work, but it'll be April 1st at the Pensacola Beach Hilton, always one of our signature events, and really a great opportunity to celebrate excellence in our community. Those folks who have been leaders in business, in the community, in education, celebrate all those folks. And it's just always a wonderful evening. Tables go on sale after the new year, so be on the lookout for that. And again, we have a few sponsorship opportunities left if you're interested in those as well.
Thank you, Todd. We've been talking to Todd Thompson, who is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate all the things that the Chamber does in our community, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas, Todd. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everyone, and shop local this last weekend.
There you go. All right, we're going to go to John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, Just realized the construction's going through there, and we're seeing some congestion delays. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Or a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, or the water temperature or the water pressure is not good, call Barbary Plumbing. They can fix it for you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes, including fixing the fixes that you fixed badly. Guilty. 477-8782. They were great for Barbary Plumbing.
Hey, folks. This is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's chief financial officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm John Hutchinson, sitting in for Andrew McKay. We're so glad you joined us this morning, the last Friday before Christmas, 5 days. If you haven't bought that tough gift, you need to do it now. I think the FedEx deadline, unless you send it overnight, FedEx and UPS is about to expire. So you better get your online order in today if you can. But I hope you got all your Christmas shopping done. New Year's coming up, 11 days left in the year. The year has just flown by. I am so pleased this morning to have Dr. Martha Saunders. She is the president of UWF. She's been there since 2017. Before that, she was president of University of Southern Mississippi. She has degrees from Florida State, University of Georgia, USM. She was born in Mississippi, and I lived in Mississippi a while, too. So I appreciate it. I understand her. So, but welcome, Martha. We're so glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, the university is such an asset in our community. They do so many great things in so many ways that maybe people don't realize. But I know that you run that university on metrics, and that's important so you know exactly what's going on. What are some of those key metrics you look at from a leadership perspective to judge where we are?
Well, you're right. I mean, we look at every dashboard, every data point that we can measure. But I think the big pieces for me are recognitions, research, and rewards. Mm-hmm. I think we step back, and because we know if we get national recognitions, then we're doing something right. Our research is easily measured, and I like to call our research relevant research because of it connects and impacts the people around here. It matters. And the rewards come in the form of money. That helps.
That helps. You talk about recognition. I noticed that there's four UWF faculty members who've just been ranked among the world's top 2% of scientists. That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Tell us about them.
Well, there is a measure it's a national measure that is kind of housed in the libraries, and it takes note of things of the number of their publications, the number of times their publications are cited, but basically the impact of their report on a number of measures, and we have four.
That is excellent. A top 2%, and that's in the world. That's not in Florida or in the United States. That's in the world, and they're right here at UWF doing research that's vital for many things. Let's talk about football. Everybody likes to talk about football. The playoffs start today. You got $9 million gift earlier this year, and the plans are now in the works for a football stadium.
We are excited about that. We got a major gift to get started on that. And we have selected an architect, so the plans are starting to get drawn up. We're also working on a new residence hall, and they will be in very close proximity. And I think it's going to be a cool little hive of activity that you'll see when you first drive onto campus. There's this majestic stadium, surrounding another very impressive residence hall, and lots of young folks in backpacks wandering around.
Yeah, that's awesome. A football stadium. When football started, I know that's not necessarily part of the core mission, but it was so important to relate to the community. And you played for a few years at Blue Wahoo Stadium, and I think that was good. But I think it really is good to be on campus because it should be about the students. And now they can enjoy that right there in walking distance, and it can be their football team.
The students have loved it since we've been on campus, and it's really, really neat. If you come on a game day and you just look, we have a big campus, and everywhere you look, you see this sea of blue and green tents and picnics and all kinds of things as people getting ready for the game. So it's really made a difference to students. And really, football, when you think about it, of course, we're in the South. That's certainly an important sport. But there are very few activities that bring together students, employees, alums, and community like a football game.
Yeah. I would encourage you. I think everybody's got a favorite football team. It's like a religion. You have to have one in the South. But I would encourage you to make UWF your favorite football team. They are a defending national champion. They put a great product on the field. It's easier to get to than Alabama, Auburn, Baton Rouge, or Ole Miss. And the experience, you can get just as excited, and it's just as good a brand of football as you're going to see anywhere. So I would encourage you, if you haven't been to a UWF game, you got plenty of time to put that on your calendar for next year. And in a few years, there's going to be a brand new stadium. It's going to seat about 8,000, I believe. Is that? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that's going to depend on how the final drawings turn out.
Yeah.
But that's what we're going for.
That is exciting. Well, we need to fill it up, and we need to get folks engaged in it.
We're the hometown team.
We're the hometown team, exactly. I've got refrigerator magnets and all kinds of things. You can buy all the merch you want. You get hats and shirts and socks and all those things.
And the colors are pretty.
And the colors are pretty,
I mean, think about it. It's very flattering.
They're very flattering. So become a UWF fan. It's your hometown team. That's right. Sports Medicine Center. I know you got a big donation from Sandy Sansing for that. And tell us about that.
I think that is one of the most awesome centers I've ever been a part of. It is state-of-the-art treatment centers for our student athletes, but also training centers for our athletic trainers, for a number of our healthcare students who physical therapy, those kinds of things, who are learning to do that. I went to the ribbon cutting just not so long ago, a few weeks ago, and I was telling my husband, I said, it was like the best ribbon cutting ever, partly because of the partnerships involved.
Yeah.
We're in there, the Florida State Medical College is in there, Andrews Institute, Baptist Healthcare, lots and lots of partnerships, and that's pretty rewarding.
That's exciting. We're going to take a break and go to Traffic on the Fives, and then we'll be back with Dr. Saunders.
That's right. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Highway 29 and Pine Forest, you're going to see some construction delays there, about a 10-minute delay. Also, Garson Point Bridge is seeing about a 7 to 10-minute delay there, both directions, northbound and southbound, due to construction. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. We're talking to Dr. Martha Saunders. She's the president of University of West Florida. We're very proud to have her in our community and in our studio this morning. She's doing just a super job out at UWF. It's a real asset for our community. You know, one of the programs I've noticed at UWF that's really grown recently is your nursing program. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, I can talk a lot about that. When I was here before and I was dean of the college, we had a nursing bridge program. And that was all we had at the time. And an RN could come in and get finish their degree with the bridge program. And it was like a great day when we got the four-year BSN program. And now it has exploded. Many directions. We have master's programs. One of the newer ones is our direct entry master's program. And that is pretty innovative. You know, nursing, there's a great need for nurses. But we are accepting people who have degrees in maybe related areas, science-related areas, but not degrees in nursing.
I see.
They come in, we make them an RN, and give them a master's degree.
That's amazing. I know PSC's done a lot in that area, too. I know you partner with them.
We do.
2+2 kind of programs.
Yes, we do, and those are so important.
Yeah.
There needs to be a clear path when students, wherever they start.
Yeah. So UWF started out, it had the reputation of being an accounting school. That's where you went to get an accounting degree. In fact, Sandy Sanchez, who's a friend of mine, obviously a friend of yours, I think he got an accounting degree at UWF and then decided he didn't want to sit behind a desk and count beans all day. But it has evolved into so much more than that. If I had to ask you what program or what degree areas are identify UWF today, what would those be?
Well, you know, they would be mad at me over in the business college if I didn't say accounting is still very, very important.
Yeah, it is.
I think our business majors are one of our more popular majors. Mm-hmm. Not just popular, but in demand. Healthcare, yeah. Rapidly growing, but STEM. We have marine biology has been strong for a long time, still is. But now data science, cybersecurity. And I think we're growing where the demand takes us.
Yeah, cybersecurity is really exciting, too, with what's going on out of Softley Field as well. And those are great careers for young people. If you don't understand technology, and don't understand how important that is, you should get up to speed on that, because that's where we're going. And cybersecurity is important in a lot of different ways. So UWF is keeping up, I would say, with the times and keeping up with what's important. And our young people have a great asset in UWF, and there's no reason to go anywhere else.
I believe that.
Yeah. My youngest son, he takes after his mother because he was smart. he could have gone anywhere in Florida. He said, Dad, why would I not go to UWF? And I said, that's a great question to ask. Why wouldn't you not? And I think that's a question a lot of folks need to ask. And there's ways to, if you're struggling to get there, you can help them with scholarships and all kinds of things.
We've greatly increased the kind of support we have. We're in the middle of a capital campaign now.
Excellent.
And if we meet our goals, every student at the university, every undergraduate will have access to a scholarship.
Thank you, Martha Saunders, for being with us today. We've got a commercial break now. Thank you so much. John.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.